Coach, congratulations. Big win tonight for the ladies. What an exceptional first half.
What an exceptional. It was a great first half and a pretty decent second half in that we never let them get closer than 9 points. A team like Denison that can be such high octane offensively, that was pretty great.
Coach, the only thing is I made the mistake of mentioning with about 7 minutes to play in the first half that Denison had 8 turnovers and the Tigers only had 4. And from that
point on, they
ended up turning the ball over 8 more times in the first half, end up with 12. But other than that, you know, again, you're right around where you shoot the free throw, 61%. But it's so good, again, you've got 10 girls scoring tonight.
I love it.
And you know, when you have 10 girls score,
yes. It
makes it so. Coach, look at the big stat tonight, the bench points.
The bench points, we talked about that in the
locker room. Unbelievable.
How awesome it was, how well our bench performed, and so far outperformed their bench, which was really, I think, a big key because we never dropped off when our bench came on the floor, and they really did a great job of giving us extra boost and just really maintaining at times, but also giving us a surge that we would need at times. I thought Amber Rice put one heck of a ball game all around.
Coach, talk a little bit about, you know, you made the change in the starting lineup, what you think that has done. And, you know, and Roger and I both pointed out, it really doesn't matter who's in the starting lineup.
Yeah.
You know, it's where you're at crunch time, who's playing at crunch time. But you look, I mean, Amber coming off the bench providing 17 points, you got to love that.
Yes, I do love it. And, you know, Amber had been struggling offensively, but one of the things that Amber Rice has a never-give-up attitude. I absolutely love it. I think it's really great. And there are times that the team feeds off of it. But Amber Rice has struggled offensively in, like, the previous 3 or 4 games, but she's never not let us down defensively. And we knew it was just a matter of time for her to kind of get herself back into the swing of things, the groove of things offensively. And so it's really great to see her continuing to do what she can do defensively, and then tonight she put on a nice, you know, added that offensive side of things to make it one really nice complete game. It was great to see her do that tonight.
You know, and you talk about Amber Rice. Not only she come off the bench and score 17 points, she also has 8 rebounds.
And 3 steals.
And three steals.
Yeah, I love it. She's so long and lanky. You know, she has, prior to sort of the last maybe half dozen games or so, she's always thought she was sort of a weak defensive link, and we kept trying to tell her she's actually such a tremendous defender because she has such long arms, and she's aggressive, and she's willing to go for it. And that, and I think that maybe like sort of pumping her up with that confidence a little bit has helped her realize, wow, you know what? Maybe I can do some things out here with my long arms, with my sort of aggressive, gritty attitude. And she's done a really nice job for us defensively. Again, even though she has struggled offensively, and she's done such a great job of improving her rebounding statistic overall.
I want to ask you a question. You have somebody on the bench that keeps track of how many minutes certain people play, because the way you distributed the minutes between your players tonight was an exceptionally good job.
Yeah.
And if you don't have somebody doing that, you did a good job, and it's commended to be able to play that many people, that many minutes, and everybody be able to contribute. And this team did tonight.
Yeah, you know, we were struggling a little bit sort of maybe around, I don't know, the 5th, 6th, 7th, 8th game into the season. We were trying to play that rotation of players, but we were really losing continuity on the floor. But now it's almost like we have sort of figured out how to keep that rotation of players staying productive on the floor. And I agree with you, Roger. I mean, we don't necessarily calculate specifically, but we do sort of know when people have been out there for a little too long or need to come off because they're getting a little tired. So it is something that we don't necessarily specific like minute to minute,
yeah,
but pretty close.
I know you don't. I knew you didn't, but
I pretty
just,
close to sort of, yeah, yeah, but we try to keep them rotated so they stay a little more fresh because we're trying to play that sort of higher level intensity defense, and you can't really do that with just 6 or
right.
7 players.
And I like one of the moves that you made, twice you made. Sarah Lee called a timeout.
Yeah.
You came out in the zone, and I think you got a shot clock violation in that series. I want to let you know that Ohio Wesleyan lost 69-46 to Worcester.
Wow.
That was good news for the Tigers.
That's going to help us. Yeah. We need some help from friends.
They jump off 2-0 lead.
But
then you score 11 in a row, and they're playing catch-up the whole night. And Roger pointed out the fact that the fact that he really thought the way you switched defenses early really confused Denison.
I think it did, and that was one of our game plans, was to try to keep them off their comfort zone and try to keep them guessing a little bit, because they are such an efficient offensive team, and they handle the ball well, and they pass the ball well. And so if you kind of keep them, you know, a little off balance, we feel like that was going to be something that could work in our favor, and it certainly did. And the team executed every defensive switch or change that we had. They really executed very well. I'm really proud of them, because our last two games defensively have been pretty much spot on, and I'm really happy to see that, because that's been, I think, really the key to us being as successful as we've been in the last two games.
The good news is you get the win.
That's
Worcester gets a win over High Wesley. Now you just got to hope the Worcester's got it out of their system.
Right.
Because now, I mean, we talk about it. This is one was a big win tonight, but the last thing you want to do is then go to Worcester and lose, because
right.
It almost negates this win if that happens.
That's exactly right. And the team knows. I mean, they've really sort of kind of done a gut check here and have said, you know, looked at sort of what is at stake here and why it's important for us, like we talked about before the game, Dave, that we have to take each game at a time. And we did our job tonight. We took care of this game. Now
yes.
We have to stay focused and get ready for Worcester on Saturday and take care of that game. And just one game at a time. We can't look ahead. We can't look behind either. You know, like, well, we played great Wednesday, so that's probably all that we need to do is just show up on Saturday. So I think it's important. I think that the team is actually sort of, they're starting to figure that out. And, I mean, obviously this is the best time for us to be figuring that out, because we want to be putting together, clearly, our best team basketball.
All right, we talked about before the game, we got the first part of the double dip
yes,
with Wittenberg
Rink.
So now let's win the nightcap. Let's hope the men can come out and beat the Wabash Little Giants tonight. Coach, I want to thank you for coming up and taking time with us.
Thank you.
Good luck so much on Saturday.
Take care of the Scots. Let's keep winning. Win.
Exactly. Yeah, we might not come home if we don't win. I might say we're staying up here to practice or something.
Head coach Sarah Jerwitz of the Wittenberg Tigers.
Thanks
congratulations.
For calling the game, guys, and
no
thanks
problem.
For everyone who's listened in, and we'll see you guys on Saturday.
All right.